In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, I'm back on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak, Darren Bent. By looking back at an FA Cup semi-final classic, Mark Robbins' commentary nearly pulled off an iconic comeback against Everton Ten Hag's Man United, but they didn't. They bottled it in penalties. Meaning, of course, the mighty Manchester United go all the way to Wembley again. Go on, Erik ten Hag.
Breaks for Fernandes, whose shot deflects past the goalkeeper and in for three. It's going to be a Manchester FA Cup final again. Ball comes in here and Sims has pulled one back for Coventry. Right-footed effort, fiery deflection. Oh, it's in. There were 3-0 down.
I think there's one or two United players out there that don't actually know what it takes to get over the line in games like this.
Big appeal for Hampoli, and it is a penalty. Hadji Wright sends the keeper the wrong way. 3-0 has become 3-3. Cross the edge of the six-yard box, and Coventry have surely won it. The big question is whether Hadji Wright is onside.
It was extremely close, there's no doubt about that.
It's not going to count. It's offside. And we are going to penalties, 3-3. So here's the first one. It's Casemiro. Oh, it's been saved! Sheaf to take this next one for Coventry. Scored one in the playoff final shootout last year. And he's missed this one. He's blazed it over the bar. Boylan scores this. United have won. And the roar tells you that it is an all-Manchester FA Cup final. A game that United had won inside an hour. They thought they'd lost it, only to get a reprieve for the most tight of offside calls. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
We've had a classic here at Wembley. Never, ever doubt the FA Cup. This is why we love it on TalkSport.
I thought that VAR, we don't have VAR in the Championship. But I thought that was there for any clear and obvious errors. But toenail, you know, you're talking a toenail. That goes into the far corner, you're in the final of the FA Cup, and you know, it's incredible. So what happens next when they you see the reaction of the United players when it was disallowed. You know, it gives them a little bit of a lift. It's probably a little bit of a blow to us, but 30 seconds later you're in a penalty shootout. So I think it puts you on the back foot a little bit, although our first two penalties were outstanding. Casemiro's had one saved, Brad's guessed well, kept that out. But there is no criticism for anybody who takes a penalty and misses. You know, you've got to show real courage for that, and they've done that. I'm really proud of them. You know, got to say that I'm really proud of everybody that's taken part, the supporters, the staff, the players especially. You know, certainly for the last hour, I thought we were absolutely outstanding.
They said it's about winning, and by the end of the day, we achieved our target to go again into a final, which is a huge achievement, because United managed this 5 times in the last 20 years. We achieved it now twice in 2 years.
When you analyse that game, Eric, and you show clips to the players, do you show them the first hour, the first 17 minutes when everything obviously went very well, you were in control, or are you showing them what happened after and trying to work out why they couldn't manage the game so well?
Of course, that is. We will talk about this, and the way we go into this, we will see. We have to overthink. We have more in being in this position and in this season, and yeah, players have to take responsibility, but the manager has to learn them how to do it and act in such moments.
And were you impressed with Coventry? Obviously a team from the Championship, not many would come from 3-0 down like that, so did they impress you?
So first 70 minutes you could see they had a big difference, but then the last 20 minutes they fall back, so big compliment to Coventry, how they show resilience, how they show character to fight back in this game.
TalkSport Daily.
And callers across the TalkSport network reacted to this amazing game at Wembley.
Enough of this manager. It was the morning after you said about him, Ten Hag having no personality. He's got nothing about him. I can't imagine anyone sitting in that dressing room and feeling motivated. The teams he picks, the positions he picks, we're so open, we're so easy to play against. There's 40 yards between the midfield and the defence. Rashford don't want to get back. Garnacho does his best, he runs, but there's so many gaps. The centre-halves are getting dragged out. The full-backs are out of position. Honestly, it's a mess. There's no pattern of play. There's no style of play. And then when he comes out at the end of the game, he says, oh, well, you know, we're sticking to this plan. Well, what plan is it? Because I can't see it. Honestly, I was going up there for 6 years from Kent. I had a season ticket for 6 years, and I thought Mourinho was bad enough, and that done me in. This is dreadful. I've never felt so sorry for an opposition team as I do today. That young lad who's got that winner, and he did get the winner. I feel so sorry for him. We didn't deserve to win that game.
You've got to look back. Van Gaal won the FA Cup.
Against me, by the way.
Don't remind him. Come on, Ben.
You should remember.
I remember.
And he was sacked. Ten Hag, for me, I'm not one, a little bit like Adam, to call for managers to be sacked. I would, if I'm really honest, I'd still love Ollie to be there. But I'm going to say this today. Ten Hag's got to go. And not because of the stereotypical reasons that people would normally have cited as to why he has to go. But today, I think that the players that were on that field, the way he's managing those players or mismanaging them, I think that there's no future. It's finished.
TalkSport Daily.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Nottingham Forest say they are considering their options over extremely poor refereeing decisions following the 2-0 defeat at Everton. Forest legend Stuart Pearce reacted to the statement on air yesterday, and Nuno Espirito Santo spoke about it in his pre-match press conference.
We must understand the reaction of the club. We must understand, because we owe this to our fans. Me, 1,000 people or more, 2,000-3,000 people, a lot, thousands of people travel. They are in City Ground. They need to be respected. The referees must know and assess that they are being bad decisions against us. Decisions that are costing us points, not only penalties. Just remember the final minute, 30 seconds to go on the game against Liverpool. You know what I mean? So you must understand that we react like that.
But I just want to clarify, finally, you're talking about bad decisions.
Poor decisions.
But are you saying these are just bad decisions? You're not intimating there's something untoward going on here?
Look, if we were another country, we will start speaking about conspiracy. You know what I mean?
So you think we should be talking about conspiracy?
No, I don't. I'm not talking about that. But why always this? And then comes the answer from the panel that they have 1 week after, saying, no, you were right. You were entitled to a penalty, blah, blah, blah. But what's the point? Seems like they are playing with us.
Aid, I've got to say I'm a little bit astounded by what I've just heard, if I'm being quite honest with you. I think we pride ourselves on this country about the officials being honest. They may make mistakes on occasion, but they are honest people, I believe. To actually infer that you find out who someone supports before the game, and then, like being jury service, you can stand them down is ludicrous in itself. I'm just astounded. I think every team in the league will make statements and say, we've had bad decisions on certain days. That's the nature of the sport that we're involved in. But to actually infer that the implications are there's a conspiracy against Nottingham Forest and they're close to my heart. I don't see that at all.
Former Palace and Newcastle manager Alan Pardew, how do you say?
It's a different kind of feel for referees
culture.
In Greece. Yeah, it is a different culture. And Mark Glattenberg, who is employed at Nottingham Forest, was running the Referees Association in Greece.
Was he
so
really?
He's very much aware of it, yeah.
Ah,
so
makes
there's
sense.
That connection,
the connections.
Yeah. And this whole thing, it seems to be like they're getting themselves bogged down with this whole refereeing or whatever they want to call it. I'm not going to even mention the word that he mentioned, right? Because I think we're about as legit as any country in England. And, you know, they got 26 points from 34 games. In any other year, they would be really bang in trouble.
Yeah.
They're so lucky that Luton and Burnley and Sheffield United have performed so badly, actually, in terms of points on the board. So, you know, are they going to get out of it? I think they are going to get out of it. But they need to focus on the game. Stop focusing on this refereeing situation. Where are they going with it? I don't understand it.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, David Moyes' West Ham took a big old beating down at Palace yesterday as the Hammers shipped 5 goals away from home. Moyes didn't hold back in his analysis.
Is that the worst display under you?
Yes, it has, aye. Not undoubtedly. Worst display under me and from the team, I have to say. I think the team's performance today was really, really poor. We were without Jared, we were without a couple of the centre-halves, and it probably showed a little bit. I think defensively it showed more than anywhere today.
Was I wrong to describe the first half defending as shocking and shambolic?
No, I would have probably been a lot stronger than that if I could have been.
In terms of going forward now, this probably doesn't completely end chance of a top seven finish, but with teams having games in hand.
Yeah, look, I think we've always known that it's going to be tough to finish in the top seven. But you know, while we've got games to play, we'll still try and do so. You know, just disappointed that we couldn't get something today. I'd sort of built it up for the players to be such a big game, and how we had to perform really well. You know, we were out of Europe, but we left going out, no playing well. But today we were absolutely nowhere near anything at all today. Nowhere near.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, with all that drama, it's easy to forget about the title race, and Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool kept up with league leaders Arsenal with a 3-1 win at Fulham.
I'm not surprised about these kind of things. We are here because of the character, the mentality, the strength of the boys. So that's why we are here. 74 points, fighting with two of the best football teams in the world. So for the crown of the Premier League, it's absolutely crazy. Nobody expected us to be, and we're only here because of the boys.
TalkSport Daily.
And the only English side left in Europe, Unai Emery's Aston Villa, are still in the hunt for fourth place after a 3-1 win over Bournemouth.
I'm very, very happy, and of course those 3 points is important because now we can speak about the possibility to play for the fourth position in the table. Of course it's going to be very difficult, but now the day 34, Tottenham, they have two matches in their hand less than us, but of course now we are being consistent, and it's the opportunity as well to try to get it.
TalkSport Daily.
Yesterday saw thousands of runners take to the streets of London to take part in the 2024 marathon. Here's TalkSport's Michael Weedock with more.
There was a women's only marathon world record for Kenya's Peres Chepchercha, lowering the time to 2:16:16. Great Britain's Murray McLennan was the first Briton across the line in her marathon debut. In the men's race, Alexander Matiso Manyao made it a Kenyan double, winning in 2:04:01 and holding off the challenge of Kenenisa Bekele. Great Britain's Emil Kares finished third, with Mohamed Mohamed finishing fourth. Both now have the qualification time for the Olympics in Paris and will be selected by Team GB. In the wheelchair events, David Weir finished third in his 25th successive London Marathon. The race was won by Switzerland's Marcel Hug, with fellow Swiss racer Catherine de Bruyne completely dominating the women's race, finishing 6 minutes clear of the field. Great Britain's Eden Rainbow Cooper followed up her win at the Boston Marathon with a sixth place finish.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Sunday edition regular Henry Winter was off the show yesterday as he was running in the marathon, but he still made time to join the show live.
Henry Winter, the more regular presenter on this programme, is out and about and he's running the London Marathon. He's 50 minutes in. Henry, how's it going?
Well, I've not stopped yet, but I've been overtaken by a dinosaur.
Good, yes.
Superman.
Are you referring to me?
I'm just going past a fire engine.
Well, that's it for now. Randy Goldstein, TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport, wherever you get your podcast from. I'll be back on Drive later on today at 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak, Darren Bent. Looking back at that easy, wonderful win for Man United. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.